Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna love you slower than slow motion.
Yeah.
I just wanna
love you.
Welcome to another edition of Hear No Evil here on Blog Talk Radio. We're working through our technical difficulties right now, but hopefully you will call in. Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback right now, but double for your trouble. But listen. You can call in right now at 516-418-5562. That would be 516-418-5562. That your lover, your spouse, is cheating on you. You follow them, you read their phone messages, their emails, you smell their clothing, their underwear, you search their pockets, bags, suitcases, just looking for proof. You find it. Their lover exists. But the one thing you did not expect, your lover, spouse, is gay. Do you stay or leave? Or do you kill? Do you scream? Give me the pros and the cons of staying or leaving. If you want to advertise on our program, send your information always to DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com as soon as possible. And we have a caller with a 480 area code. Welcome to Hear No Evil here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Oh, wow, we got some Arizonians on the line. And how did you find out about the show?
On the homepage for Blog Talk.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you feel about this topic? Do you have the experience of being in a relationship that you found out was a secret? Or do you know someone that has had that experience?
No, well, I just called in to tell you what I would do personally.
Okay,
but
well,
Miss
Arizona.
Yeah, but I did date a guy who admitted to me that he had a little trice with a transsexual once. And all we did was sit there and talk about it. We just talked about it. And that's not the reason why we broke up.
Did you have strong feelings for him?
Yeah, it was a very strong relationship, but it was strong enough for him to come back and then tell me right after he did it and said, "This is what I did." And then, but that's not the reason why we actually broke up. But, you know, I did stay. Well, I didn't even think nothing of it. I was just like, so like, are you serious? Like, I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. I just couldn't really believe it anyway.
He had a relationship with
a
transgender.
Well, I don't know if it was a relationship, but I thought the way he told it to me was that it was just a one night stand or whatever.
But was it a female that turned into a male, or was it a male that turned into a female?
A female.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's not gay, is it? Is that gay?
Wait a minute, let me think about this.
Know.
So it was a female that turned into a male?
No, it was a male that turned into a female.
That turned into a female.
Right.
Okay.
And
he was born a male.
Subject, right, but he turned into a female. And so it was just really interesting. I don't even think I was mad at him, but I was just like really, it was just
you
interesting.
Were confused.
Like, what happened? Yeah, I didn't know what to, I didn't even bring it up after that. I was just like, whatever, I don't know. I don't even know what to think about that. So,
okay,
but
wait a minute now. Let me think about this for a minute. So it was a male that transitioned to a female, but did they do the whole surgery, or did he still have a pole?
Yeah, he came back. He was like, oh, my God, she felt like the real, or he felt, whatever he said. It felt like the real thing. It felt just like a coochie. So I don't know if I can say that.
Oh, my God.
So. And he was just going into it. He was just like, he was messed up about it, too. I don't know. I guess that's why he didn't. I don't know what happened. All I know is he came back and told me. So I don't know how he got into it with her. You know, was they all kissing and then she decided to tell him or what happened. I don't know. But anyway, he had sex with this chicken and he came back and he was like, oh, my God, it felt just like a female. So,
okay, so now
I didn't know what to
think
about it. I just dropped it. I don't even know what. I didn't even know how to take that one.
How old was he?
He was like mid-20s at the time.
Oh, he was a young.
Now this was back like 20 years ago. Now this was like back then where that it wasn't. It's not. It's normal now, but back then it wasn't really normal. But you know, just, you know what I'm saying. So. Yeah, so that's what I didn't really know what to take with it because I just like, okay, it was just a fling. I don't know what I thought. I just didn't even think about it no more. I just didn't even know what to say.
Now, was
it.
This individual with this person while you were dating him or was it before you?
No. He came home. He came right home and admitted it.
So you lived with
right
him?
Right afterwards, when he came home.
Oh,
he
my
told
God.
Me
so he
exactly
cheated on
happened.
You, whether it was a male or a female. He still cheated on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
his guilt. It was
but
guilt.
It was a man, though. I don't know. Huh? Oh, it wasn't.
It was guilt.
Huh?
No, I'm saying, was it
well, anyway,
probably his guilt?
I would think so, because he came home. I don't know.
Yeah.
Eyes all big, and
after?
He was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, right after. Like, if they was doing it that night or early that morning, he came home and told me all about it.
Oh, my God. Did he take a bath?
I probably did. I don't even know what to think about it. I hadn't really... But anyway, that wasn't the reason why we broke up, though. But I did stay with him. But I have to admit that.
So you stayed even afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I know no one that would possibly... Now, I know women that stay in relationships with guys that they know have cheated on them on numerous occasions. Because once a cheater, always a cheater. Like, once you accept it, they're... Figure okay. Well, this is what it is. And plus, if you're not married, is it really cheating? You
right.
know what I mean?
I mean
like,
it was more like I don't know if I can really call. gosh, I can't even tell you. The relationship between me and him was, like, really close, though. It was, like, more of a friendship. And and it was more like he was, you know, I was really open to tell him whatever, and he was really open to tell me whatever. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, as far as, we was only, kind of together for about a year, but that was, like, the only time. And the only time that I knew, you know, and that's because he admitted up to me. I don't think he ever cheated other than that because he had some bad experiences, you know, prior to me. So I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even know what to think about it or if I just thought it was just, you know, just a fling. I don't know what I was thinking. But, yeah, I did. I sure enough did. I didn't even say nothing to him. I was asking questions as to what happened. Because I kind of thought that he was coming out the closet and there was some things within him that he needed to face. And I was kind of, you know, playing the counselor at that moment to kind of get, you know, what is he really? Are you, you know?
But let me ask you another question. So while when he was revealing this to you, how did it make you feel, you know, emotionally? Like, what were your feelings?
I didn't feel, I felt kind of like, wow, this guy actually told me the truth.
Because
you know how
many
other guys, everybody else, I'd be like going off. I'd be like, something's going off, and they just sit up there, call me crazy, blah, blah, blah. You crazy, ain't nothing happening, and I can never catch nothing with these guys, but I know something happened. But here, this guy... you know, no more than 24 hours tells me, and he, as soon as he sees me, eyes all big, and he's like, oh, my God, I totally messed up or whatever, and he tells me. And I don't know, I kind of gave him, I don't know, I just felt like it kind of deepened our connection a little bit that he, I just felt surprised that he was man enough to even come out and tell me that up front, because most men will sweep up underneath the rug.
Exactly.
And going about their way, doing whatever they want to do. So I really couldn't do nothing. I just felt like really, like, gosh, he admitted it to me. He's telling me everything. Every question I'm asking him about it, he's telling me everything and plus some more. And then we're going in about his psychology, how he felt, you know. And then it was just like a big conversation between me and him. I mean, it wasn't really emotional. I didn't feel bad, but I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel let down. I actually felt really surprised that he, you know, I felt good that he felt comfortable enough with me to say, hey, you're my best friend. Let me tell you what just happened, you know, and there go the conversation from there. And I don't know
now,
where he is now, but.
Okay. I was about to ask you, did you go get tested for any type of diseases? Because remember, 20 years ago, you know, people really, really were paranoid about the LGBTQ community and stereotypes of them possibly having the trait of HIV or AIDS. So did that cross your mind?
Well, no, not really. 'Cause the if you wasn't here, the stuff that he was telling me, that was nothing compared to some of the stuff. But no. But anyway, I was, I was okay.
Okay.
Compared to all the other people that I've been with, and they were more of supposed to be more of a relationship than he was. I had more drama off of them than this guy. So But I did. But I did kind of, because I do Tara, and I went to a reader, and she was like, one of your ex boyfriends slept with a man, and she was telling me she picked up on it. She said it's dirty. You're not supposed to do that. Oh, no offense to the, you know, whatever you are. I'm sorry, but this is what the lady told me, and she said you're gonna have to cleanse yourself out spiritually because God put you on this earth as a certain way, not for you to go back and change his mind about what you are. So she was saying that was like blasphemy, that was a curse, and he transferred it to me. That was a spiritual thing. Now, that's what she was saying. She picked it up. I didn't tell her, and actually I had forgot about him when I went to see this chicken. So, she picked it up. She was like, you're going to have to do a little cleansing, you know, vaginally with that, you know. So,
Oh God. I would have
ran. It's a spirit.
To the...
It's a spirit that, that she was saying is the spirit. It just jumps on other people, and it jumps through the spiritual, through the sexual glands, whatever you want to call it, sexual organs. So, that's what really came out. I had nothing. This guy absolutely clean with me, so I had no issues with this guy. Absolutely nothing. We didn't even argue. And except the last time that I seen him, we argued, and I never seen him again. I seen him here
now,
and there.
Now, let me ask
but,
you something.
You know.
Did the relationship change a little bit after he told you this? Were you
did you expect
him to cheat again, or did you question his sexuality?
I kind of questioned his sexuality the whole time, but
prior to him telling you about the lover.
Yeah, it was something, things that he would say to me.
Now,
but
you
I never
see,
said
this
nothing.
This is what I talk about with females all the time. You know, we've been blessed with this intuition, and a lot of us, for whatever reason, we don't tap into it, and I don't know whether some women just don't want to be alone or they just think, oh, it's just paranoia, blah, blah, blah. But normally your first mind is your mind that you should pay attention to because we all have gaydar. Some of us, we know what men are normally supposed to act like towards us. And sometimes men that have been either raised by women, they pick up like a lot of feminine traits. Or if they've been abused by a man, you know, they pick up certain type of traits or whatever. But you can tell, like, when public how they act and how they look at other men and other women. Or some men are just, you know, fluid and they just be with anyone. You know, they're kind of greedy. So they say, well, we just love everybody. You know, those are the dangerous ones.
Yeah.
But for you
really,
to say that you guys were friends is the reason why I am so proud of him for being honest with you and communicating with you what it is. Because you're a stronger person than me because I did date someone that was a hairstylist and a barber. And the weird thing is that he was so gorgeous. And I should have picked up on, like, his little effeminate ways, but we were so cool, but then I realized some guys, they pick up on our traits, they study us, so it makes us feel comfortable, like we're like with one of the girls, you know what I'm saying? But the thing that turned me off was that I never revealed this to anyone, but I noticed that when he shaved and groomed himself, he was hairy, right? But it looked like he had purposely configured the shape of a woman in his body. I can't describe it. Like, it just looked like a shield, a feminine body, like a silhouette. And he liked, you know, his breath, you know, touched or whatever. So I was like, I don't know no men that's into, you know, having nipple sensitivity like that. That was a turn off. And then one day one of my twins I have a girl and a boy. One of my twins' hair, the you know, she had really fine hair. And so he went and he just started twisting one of her ponytails. It was such a turn off. I was like, oh, he's gay. I was like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Like his body hair was shaped. It just was like, I just like masculine men. You know what I mean? But I knew he had some femininity. First of all, most hairstylist men seem to be gay anyway. This was like in the 90s. This was like the 90s. Was this the 90s? Yeah, this was like the late 90s, early 2000s. So I don't know if I would have stayed, though. After that, like, once I figured out that something was a little, and I may have been wrong, he was a Libra, so, you know, Libras are very, like, you know, creative, and I don't know, but it was just something about him just turned me off.
Yeah, did you ask him, though?
You know what?
He was also a gang member. And I didn't know that either until a little later. And he carried a gun. And so I don't know whether he carried a gun because he was gang-related or people probably had bothered him. And so he said, well, let me carry a gun. But we used to go to the village and party and dance and have a good time. Like, he was so cool. But he had some feminine ways, and I picked it up and I let it go. And I don't understand as women why we do that.
Well,
now, I could have asked him, but I don't know if I didn't. I knew I wasn't going to be with him long. Like, he was just like something to pass the time.
Right.
And that's horrible.
Maybe that's why, like, he wasn't going to be around. Yeah.
He was just something to pass until the next, you know, episode or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's horrible to feel like that. But I also noticed, like, right now I have never been homophobic, which I don't believe in that word anyway, because gay men babysitted me as a kid. Gay men, I used to model, so gay men did my face, they dressed me, taught me how to ride a bike, do nails, hair, makeup. So I always liked them because they always had drama, but the transgender ones always confused me because I felt like I was a little upset for a long time with transgenders until I had to understand.
No, me too. I'd be scared of them. I can deal with gay people all day long, but them transgenders.
Yeah. Because they have such good surgeries now they have those hormones that they take.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you could really tell. Like, you know, some of them were like real hard looking.
That's what messed me up.
But now, you really be competing. You be competing. I mean, because they fluffy and they you know, they on Instagram and they are walking around here in heels and makeup and faces. Yes, and it's scary because you feel I feel a little like we're being eliminated as females.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
babies.
I really
they
feel
don't want
like
babies.
Men don't want to have a baby. But they don't want to go through what we go through. Like, you'll never have a period, girls. You'll never get pregnant. Like, you know, you don't understand what it's like to have cramps. Like, these are, and not saying that's all we are, but we're mothers.
It's
like,
a part
we
of,
are mothers.
Yeah, part of
you know what I mean? Like, and we're women, and wearing clothes like us and getting fake breasts and butt, that's not our totality. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a I don't respect what they do, and but I like them. I like them, but I don't respect, like, Caitlyn. Like, I'm very disappointed in Bruce. But I know why he did it.
Caitlyn looked good, though.
I feel that most of them that do that have very strong women in their lives that emasculate them. And I felt like for a long time that guy, Bruce Jenner, just was just overlooked because his wife was so aggressive. And sometimes these men just say, oh, well, you know, I'm not strong enough for her. Exactly, you know. But now there are two people that I admire. I've started following them on YouTube called T.S. Madison. I don't know if you ever heard of her, Queen's Court.
I've run across her. Let me see. If
she's gorgeous.
Her.
And then there's this new girl. Well, she's not new, but she's new to me. And her name is Flame Monroe. Gorgeous women. These are older women, but they are, I mean, they're trans, but they are gorgeous.
Oh, that's the comic. He's the comic.
Yes. I just discovered her, like, last week.
Yeah.
She's been around a long time.
I think they used to hang out with RuPaul on that show. I love RuPaul, by the way.
Oh, I never watched the show.
Yeah,
because
he's been on for like 25 years.
I he confused me because I was like, he is such a gorgeous woman.
He is, and I just never
understood that life. Even though I went to like those little queen balls, you know, I tried to understand it, but I just always felt like they were eliminating me. And I don't know why. I just was a little, I was just disappointed in them. I don't know what it was. I just was like, you will never be me. You will never know what it's like to have a child. You will never know what it's like to breastfeed. Like, I was so upset with them because I was ignorant to their existence. But and then I just felt that they were a little psychologically confused. You know what I'm saying? But once I
I believe that. I think most trans are messed up in the head. I do. I'm sorry for my trans people, but I think a lot of them do have a mental. It's something going on.
Well, you
on
know,
up there.
Before 74, 1974, that was a form of mental illness. But because they all got together and rallied, and they had money, and they were able to get people to back them and politicians to back them, and laws became changed, and they hooked on to the civil rights movement.
Then
all of a sudden they became accepted because they have money. Most gay people, if you notice, they always have money.
They always have that money.
Yeah, they
by
have
hook
money.
Or by crook.
You know?
Trust me.
And in the scheme of things, this is always going to be a gay-run entertainment field.
Mm-hmm.
Gay white men rule the entertainment world, and it's never going to change. Well, I don't care how many times we try to deny it. At the end of the day, there's always somebody gay that has to sign that check. And they're normally gay white Jewish men.
Yeah,
so,
like
Clive. You know,
Clive is gay. I didn't even know that. Clive Davis?
Oh, I knew he was gay.
Oh, my gosh. He just came out a couple of days. I was like, oh, my God, really? I thought he was married.
He's been gay. He always is gay.
Talking about, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Because he was against, what's her name, Whitney's and Robin's relationship. That's why she kind of was influenced to go in Bobby's way, even though she should have married Eddie.
Yeah,
but
they dressed Whitney like a transgender woman. If you look at how they used to dress her, she just was just overdone. She was very regular.
Wow.
And they
dressed her like an over-the-top gay woman. She was.
You know, but
I guess
just,
you're right.
And even with this Robin girl, like, excuse me, I don't, you know, for her to come out with this book, you know, as an author, to be revealing stuff when people can't be here to respond, it's a little bothersome for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm over like, I knew that Whitney was gay in the 80s because of a bass player I knew that revealed it, and I was like, that's her business. Like, who cares what people sleep with? Like, you know, don't mess with my man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not my business.
That's
but
that's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why people are so concerned about what people do unless it's affecting you.
Them,
that's all
right?
I'm saying. You know, that's why I say, how would you feel if you found out that your lover was gay? Like, because I think that people should be honest with themselves and with the person who they lay with before they lay with them. So give a person an opportunity to decide whether or not they want them in their lives. Just like you don't have a problem telling somebody you're seeing someone else.
Right.
You know, like, give us an opportunity to make that decision whether
or not we want to stay. Right, because that's not fair
at the end
of the day. Because if anything go down, like somebody catch AIDS or something, everybody going to be looking, you know, all the fingers going to be.
And not just AIDS. They got all type of other diseases like herpes and hepatitis and,
Honey, I stopped having sex. I don't even know what that stuff is anymore.
It's turning into a sick world. These young people are very, very overdoing it with the gay lifestyle. Everything is a trend. You know, you're looking at all these videos, and I'm looking, like, a lot of these girls on Instagram and reality TV, they're all acting like they're sleeping around with any and everybody, and it's just very loose and very, very irresponsible. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. It's a hyper-sexed world we're living in, and, you know, it has to, it needs to be a, I don't know, some shade put on it because it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids are now being forced to have, you know, gay stuff in the textbooks. Their toys are bisexual. I'm like, what else is, you know? You know what I mean? Like, it's too much. Let a
that
kid be
like
a kid.
Sounds like a headache. Yes, that's too much. The kids
too much.
Coming out already ruined the innocence thing. Innocence is
gone. Yeah. So, Miss Arizona, innocence. Do you have a show on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I should, but I don't. I usually go on, I read tarot, so I'm on YouTube, and so every once in a while you'll catch me giving out readings. I'm learning. I'm still learning how to read the tarot or whatever, but I come on every once
in
a while.
Oh, so you're really
serious about 3 hours. Huh?
You're really serious with this reading stuff.
Yeah, but it's only part-time.
So what are you, psychic?
A little. Sometimes it comes through. A lot of times in my conversation, if we have a heart-to-heart connection, you can get a lot of stuff out of me. And I don't even realize what I'm saying. And you just be like, what are you know what you're saying to me? So I just
are you an Aquarius?
Out. Yes, I am. So it just be coming out. And so I'm trying to learn these cards. And sometimes it works for me and sometimes it's not, depending on the connection I have with the person. So sometimes I hit it right on. Sometimes there's nothing there. And
that
it
is
seems
so
like
strange.
I just missed the pot. Yeah. So why is that strange?
No, because I just felt like you were an Aquarian for some reason. My grandmother was very psychic like that, too. And and she used to have tea readings and stuff, and, you know.
I would love to meet somebody to teach me how to do, like, throw bones and stuff. Oh, but those are like the tribal people do that.
My grandmother was Blackfoot. That's so funny that you said
that. Oh, she
was? Yeah. Blackfoot.
Oh, I think I'm a Blackfoot, but somebody said I'm a Chippewa. But for the longest time, I thought
never
I was
enough.
A Blackfoot. Huh?
Most Blackfoot. Most natives are psychic. Most natives are very earthy and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But then her sister had a crystal ball, so I was confused. I was like, listen, what are you, a gypsy? What are you, like, did you marry a Nigerian man? So, you know, like, it was just a lot.
Oh, they had it. Was all messed up, huh? Well, not messed up, but it was just a lot of
spiritual
stuff
going on. We're very cultural. we got a lot going on.
Okay,
my family.
Right.
But she did teach me how to read my dreams and listen to and observe and you know, so I'm a little, you know, she told me I had a veil over me when I was born, but I was like, okay. But I use it just for, like, I don't really take advantage of it. I use it for security purposes. You know what I mean? Because I am a little, like I said, we have intuition. Some of us tap into it, some of us don't. I tend to lead by my senses. So, you know, I've been lucky. I've been blessed because I've gotten away with a lot. I don't take advantage. You know, I'm so blessed and so covered. And, you know, so I'm thankful for that. And I miss her a lot. Mm-hmm. But she always surrounds me with great people. But, so I want to thank you for calling in. You know, this is normally we do this on Thursdays, but I was just so moved. And I have like 4 people on hold, and I didn't even click them on. And I'm so sorry, people, if you're listening. But this conversation was so juicy. I'm sorry. I don't think you guys could top it. But I was moved to do this today. Normally we tape on Thursdays, but I figured, you know, people are going to be into Thanksgiving and nobody's going to be on the radio talking.
Oh, yeah,
so we did like this rush show. And but because so many friends of mine have been telling me about situations, I'm like, wait a minute. How are you telling me that you're with someone for 5 years and you discovered that they were gay? And I'm like, how do you do that? Like, how do you not know after 5 years? Like, there has to be, Like, there's certain things I do in the beginning of any relationship, and I've been like this mm-hmm. all my life. I do it because I always feel that men are bisexual. I don't know why, because of the XY chromosome thing. I just always feel that they got a little sugar in their tank, and because a lot mm-hmm. of food is mixed with estrogen.
And no, it's a lot of conspiracy theories out there about why everybody's
turning
gay. No,
but I see the
results
of that.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. No, but there's just science. I'm very mm-hmm. serious when it comes to science, and I know about nutrition, and mm-hmm. I know that certain foods that men eat and drink can determine what type of child they'll have. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. that's why I've always been so good with, like, the type of children that I will have. I always knew. I said, well, I have to have a man that looks a certain way. He has to be a certain height, you know, a certain color, because I know what mixes well with me. And because my grandmother, you know, always was like, you got to do research on people. She is the original Google.
Right.
Aquarians are very nosy. They know a lot.
Yeah.
They're very good with food. And, you know, and mixing up concoctions, yeah. And she would be like, you know, just certain things that men eat, you know, if you want them to be a certain way, if you want them to stay up all night, like we would have those mm-hmm. type of conversations, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
oh, wow.
You know, I miss my grandmother. I loved her. And, so people have to pay more attention to what they're putting in their bodies, because a lot of the food that's out here now is genetically modified. It's affecting the thinking. It's over-sexualizing our children. The girls are very developed. People are not paying attention to what they're eating. People
mm-hmm.
have a lot of high blood pressure, diabetes. Like, people gotta pay attention. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you put in your body will determine what the outcome is. But I want to thank you for calling in. Please
thank
keep
you for
us.
Having me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there anything going on that you'd like to promote while you're on the air?
Oh, no. I just called in to make a comment. So, but if you want to find me on YouTube, I'm under Ayokami Ibu. So that's Ayokami, Ayokimi, and Ibu, which is Igbo. And I have it's like a picture of a lion, and it's a picture of a lion and a lady standing next to a lion. So, so come check me
so
out, guys.
Very Nigerian.
Yes. Yes, I'm 49% Nigerian, as a matter of fact. How you like that?
Okay.
So,
all right. Thank
all
you
right.
so
well, you
much for calling
day.
In. And be
oh, no
careful
problem.
Out there dating, because you know everybody got those
trickery. I'm scared too anyway, girl. Yeah, I know.
You got to be careful. Yeah, just be careful. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys.
All right.
And everybody holding, we'll be right back. Thank you.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much here. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming. Who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. So I'm talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. And did you ever make it out of that town when nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
little child running wild. Would you leave your love if you found out that they were gay? Well, our last caller called in and said that her lover came home shortly afterwards after having a relationship, a sexual encounter with a transgender female. I guess they felt guilty or it was just a lot on their heart, but that's a wonderful thing to be able to have an honest relationship with your partner. But what about those who are kept from even displaying their love? A song for you, My Life with Whitney Houston by Robin Crawford. There's a Literary Corner review by Terry Schleichenmeyer, a Harlem News contributor, and she covered the book very well. You saw that coming. It was easy to anticipate because the signs were there. It was plain as day. Couldn't have been easier to see if it was flashing neon. You knew what was going to happen next, or you would have if you were paying attention. Take, for instance, author Robin Crawford. In her new book, A Song for You, she tells of spotting Whitney, a star. When Coach Clark called, you responded. That's why Robin Crawford rose early that morning in 1980. Her basketball coach needed help registering counselors for summer programs. Crawford was 19 and thinking about college, but 17-year-old Whitney Houston was one of the people waiting to register, and Crawford was smitten. In the following days, as the two got to know one another, they became inseparable. Crawford liked having fun with a new friend, but she says something more was growing between us. Before the summer was over, they were lovers. It was a typical teenage relationship with the exception of cocaine, although they never named their love. Houston introduced Crawford to her world of music. Crawford attended church with Houston, and Houston caught Crawford's basketball games. Sometimes they had to sneak around to be together, and they talked on the phone every night when Crawford was at college. Soon after, Houston's modeling career rose, and she was on her way to being a star in the music industry. On the day she signed her first recording contract, Houston told Crawford that she thought she shouldn't be physical anymore. The end of the love affair, however, didn't signal the end of their bond, and Crawford gave her life over to Houston. She served as Houston's assistant, chauffeur, manager, record keeper, and sounding board. She propped Houston up when Houston needed it, sometimes literally watching and helpless, unable to save Houston from her addictions. And then came the day, says Crawford, when I realized that I needed to save myself. Be honest, you are only the smallest bit surprised at all of this. Whitney Houston's cocaine problem was pretty common knowledge, and it's not a stretch to imagine the rest of what's inside this book. Even so, author Robert Crawford has a few secrets to tell you. That, however, doesn't seem to be the reason behind A Song for You. All Whitney, all the time, and perhaps a good way to describe the memoir. Indeed, while it's about Crawford's decades-long relationship with Houston, it often appears that Crawford is secondary in her own story here. Now, that comes across as selflessly joyful, but it also seems, at least initially, to be fraught with fear, as if Crawford recognizes something that's incredibly fragile. As this book progresses, that fear runs alongside a shrieking siren that announces the inevitable, the approach of which, even now, is impossible to stop watching. For fans still looking for scandal, know that it's there and you'll be happy with A Song for You. If you're not necessarily looking for gossip, don't try it anyhow. You can still anticipate a good read. A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston by Robin Crawford. Now, you can also decipher a few things about Robin when you read the book, but am I wrong for feeling that this book is like a decade or two too late? Like, I would have preferred this book coming out when Whitney was going through her separation with Bobby, and or when before Whitney was passed. I would have preferred reading this. I don't want to read a memoir by someone who had a relationship with someone who can't defend themselves. That's just like Quincy Jones talking about Richard Pryor's relationship with Marlon Brando. Anyway, let's go back to our music and we'll be right back.
Hey.
Well, you've come to the last 5 minutes of Hear No Evil here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank you guys for listening and spending this hour with me on this special Saturday afternoon, evening, and to talk about very touchy topics such as finding out that you have a lover that is gay. Now, I don't know much about how many of you may feel after really listening to this broadcast. But I want you to understand that whether the person is gay, straight, bisexual, honesty is always the best policy. I think it's very important that you let your lover know what your desires are, what you expect out of relationships, and if you plan to have more than one lover while you're together with them. Just give them the option of saying, you know what, I'm okay with that, and and you can do things your way. But my thing is, if you want to go around sneaking, that's not a very happy relationship. Like, if you feel that the person that you're with is not going to accept you sleeping around, whether you're with somebody straight, gay, or whatever, then you shouldn't be with that individual, because sometimes when people are in relationships, they really, really want to lead to a more committed relationship. So they try out, you know, sometimes they'll live with you and be with you because they want exclusivity. Now, if you guys are not having these conversations prior to getting together, then that's a recipe for disaster. You must always have conversations, because what's good for the goose may be not good for the gander, you know. Just like relationships, you know, that I've had where I tell a person, you know, I have a wandering eye. That doesn't mean I'm going to wander off. But if I see something that I'm attracted to, I'm going to look. I don't want you to think that I'm disrespecting you, but don't be upset if by chance you catch me looking at something that I find attractive. That's why you got two eyes. You can look any way you want. I want to thank you guys for always listening and supporting me and all of my ventures. Tune in every Wednesday on Channel 56, Channel 1996, between 6:30 and 7 on Spectrum TV and on Lifestyle Channel 2 at MNN.org. RCN Cable, Channel 83, and Files 34 for Celebrity Showcase. Get any and all 9 of my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis or wherever books are sold, bn.com, amazon.com, or you can go to the only bookstore in Harlem owned by an African-American woman called Sisters Bookstore, and that's 156. And Amsterdam Avenue in Harlem, New York. You can always go to futurenetworkproductions.com to get any of my products, register to advertise on our radio show. I want to thank you and have a happy holidays, and we'll talk to you soon.
I just wanna love you slow motion.
Yeah.
I just wanna
pina coladas got me rocking. I got her feet in the sand, and I hope she catches sand. Cause you know I like my women when they chocolate. Hey, she like it, so I know her very well. When I hit it, so I make her belly swell. Baby, we ain't in no rush. We got all day, we can just do us. Hey, and I know life's so fast in the city. Baby, check the view, take a picture, ain't it pretty? I feel like a king whenever you with it. So take another sip, drink it, so we get lazy.